Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
That's right. Ah! Beginning some NFL here. Playoffs almost here. As a matter of fact, next week we'll have college football playoff. Well, next week we'll have college football playoff, and then next weekend we have NFL playoff.
Yeah, the college football playoffs during the week. I don't think they want to compete with the NFL.
Thursday.
And Friday, right?
Probably smart.
Yeah. Yeah, going up against the NFL, despite what LeBron James would tell you.
That's our day.
That's, yeah.
Christmas is our day.
Well, on the first open window for Thursday night football where there's not going to be a Thursday night game to jump on that, pretty smart.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, there isn't one this week because of the whole parity last week deal, but.
Yeah. And the NFL, or the college football, like, these are good matchups. You know, not that Arizona State would, you know, people wouldn't watch that, but I mean, four essential blue bloods. You got Notre Dame, Penn State, Texas, and Ohio State. If you're the college football committee, you can take some flack for seeding and whatnot, but the final four here, you got to be pretty happy that this is the four teams that you ended up with.
Someone asked a great poll question, which we may ask next week. Which of those four has the most insufferable fan base?
That's pretty good.
Because they all...
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when you're a blue blood, you know, you've got years of being insufferable, generally
it's
speaking.
It's a good point. It's a very... I know where I'm leaning towards on this one, but, you know.
Well, Penn State?
Yeah.
You just didn't like the Sandusky handlings?
That bothered me so very much.
But I think they've kind of...
Have they?
They've gone... I think that they have not become... The way they handled that was horrible, but because of that whole thing going down, they've been a lot quieter than the other three fan bases, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I
feel like you are holding that over their head still, and I feel like that might be a little unfair.
Is it?
Maybe.
I would like to just rewind a little bit and just bloop. Their program was complicit in child rape.
Yeah, but I'm talking about fans.
The fans rioted over someone trying to hold them accountable.
But not all the fans.
A good portion of them.
Look. Moving on.
So am I supposed to move on from Baylor?
Well, you can do whatever you want. I'm just saying I don't hold that over their heads. And otherwise, I don't really know much about the Penn State fans. I know that they have a great home field advantage.
Yes. You're making me uncomfortable.
If we're going to remove the, quote, child rape.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I wouldn't remove it. It's a thing.
Then I would say Texas.
You know, I would say, like, if they all had child rape, you know, you got a level playing field. Penn State probably wins, right?
Yeah.
Penn State's probably like the best of all four if they all had child rape.
Yeah.
But they're the only ones with child rape.
Yeah.
But I would say without the child rape, they were better than the other three. So the child rape drops them below the other three, but I don't know by how much.
Yeah. Texas, if you eliminate that...
I'm going to go Texas.
Because that's my bias against them. It would be Texas.
I'm going Texas.
Texas thinks a lot of Texas.
And I think Notre Dame fans have been properly humbled, I think. even though there's a lot of them, and they're probably going to be really obnoxious if they win this.
Yeah.
Well, but
well I don't get
they've been pretty quiet. I think it's between maybe Ohio State and Texas, and I just don't think there's, you know, I'm biased. I thought Ohio State fans were great every time we've been to watch the Ducks play them.
I've been very pleased with
them. Therefore, I go Texas. Yeah. Sorry, Longhorns. Horns down. In your face.
Yeah, Texas, Texas loves to do the we're back and propping themselves up, and Texas is a great program, but
well, they kind of are back. I mean, yeah, they were in the semifinal each of the last 2 years.
Yeah, but if you want to go like from an historic standpoint, if you want to go back the last 40 years, like people love to make fun of Notre Dame. Texas doesn't have a ton to crow about either. Texas has one. You know, they had the one national title with Vince Young, but Texas has had some down years. Notre Dame, at least, like you said, has been sufficiently humble. Texas has not. Notre Dame fans are just happy that they didn't get embarrassed. They're stoked that they won. They're just happy that they didn't get embarrassed against the SEC. Whereas, you know, Texas, I don't think Texas has ever been humbled. Even when Texas was bad. It's like Texas A&M's this way. Texas A&M has never done jack squat, and yet they want to be viewed.
In fact, when Texas is bad, they get offended when you tell them that they're bad.
Yeah.
Well, I think that what put it over the top for me was that those boobs were so offended by the horns down thing that they went to the SEC and tried to make a rule against it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't handle somebody just a hand motion of horns down. Yeah. Like, that makes you so...
You got
like,
so
dude,
pissy about it?
How soft are you?
Well, Ohio State did try to... Although, I guess it wasn't Ohio State. It was like a congressman from Ohio.
That's true.
That wasn't Ohio State, to be fair. That was just a douche guy in government from Ohio.
But I think
they did riot.
Pouty sports fan face, nobody better than Texas.
Yeah.
The crowd shots of Texas when they were losing to Georgia, like not just losing, but getting pounded by Georgia in that first meeting in Austin, freaking phenomenal.
Well, and I think the best pouty faces are left out of the remainder of this play. I mean, I guess it's Texas, but like the original SEC teams, the Georgias, the Bamas, those pouty faces are always outstanding.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I think Texas gives them a run for their money.
If you ask me which team I want to see get embarrassed in the semis,
Texas.
It's Texas. Seeing Sark, and Sark is...
Sark's got good pouty face.
Oh, unbelievable pouty face. Like, it's not even close. If I had to pick one team to just get annihilated, and I get to watch their fans and their coach, it's Texas. Not even close. Notre Dame, to me, I've kind of got a soft spot for Notre Dame.
Well, I think they're likable because of their coach now.
Yes.
Everybody likes him.
And again, their fans have been kicked in the teeth for so many years. It's like if Nebraska got good again, right? Like, there's a little bit of you that's like, all right, man, you were great at one point. You took your ass whooping for some for many decades. You're not really like what you used to be, but now you're bouncing back. And I, you know, I could see myself pulling for Notre Dame. If Notre Dame won, I would feel happy for the Notre Dame fan base.
So after Freeman, which coach do we like the most? Probably Day.
Also,
isn't it?
Notre Dame propped up by the Catholic Church. We're giving Penn State a pass, man, for some things.
See?
Do we have to also consider...
That's true. That's a fair point, Buck. I hadn't thought about
that. Well, I saw people saying some really unspeakable things about what they should be calling this matchup between Notre Dame and Penn State because of some of the connections of those two things.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't connect that to the university, but they are the Catholic Church's football team.
Now what do we do?
Go Ohio State.
You mean go Penn State?
Ew. No. No.
Wait, now what do we do?
Will not go Penn State.
Well, then.
I won't.
You can't root in that game.
I can't. You know what? I'm just going
to stand down.
I'm gonna take a couple plays off and just.
You'll be one of those people that got the bumper sticker that said Giant Meteor 2024.
Giant Meteor. Yeah. I just can't, man. I can't root for him. God, I didn't even think about the Notre Dame thing. Damn it. That's good.
Yeah.
But I like Marcus Freeman so much, and
you got to be fair.
I do like him.
Yeah. He's great.
Yeah,
Ryan Day, the second most likable coach. Is that saying
he's
something?
He's completely unlikable.
Well, but so is Sark, and so is
Franklin. Damn it. Yeah, it's rough. It's rough.
I don't think Jay's all that unlikable. He's just kind of like a robot. I think he's like a wind-up doll.
I don't even know if he's in charge. You know, like the weird government conspiracy dudes that think like. You know, there's some like shadow government. I think Urban Meyer and like Jim Tressel are secretly behind the scenes.
I will say.
And Ryan Day just sits there and gets fatter and looks like Steven Seagal.
Sark was always a cool dude at Pac-12 Media Day when we were down there.
That's
he
true.
He was a good dude.
He likes to party a little bit, you know.
He was fun. He was cool. He was a nice guy. Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, you don't have to be nice to schmucks like us. And
that's
he was.
True. He was. He was always a nice
Franklin
guy.
Franklin would probably be all condescending.
Yeah.
No. No.
You make me uncomfortable.
No.
Although, and then whenever I look at Sark, like, remember that one where the guy running out of the tunnel, like, put his hand on him to tell him it wasn't time to get
all high tea on him?
He's all high tea. You know, that guy's, you know, Sark's all geeked up on eugenics. He's hanging out with Frank Thomas and Doug Flutie. Yeah. His wife's happy in the bedroom. He's angry on the sidelines.
He got a divorce, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, he's cutting the
swath. He posted on social media in black and white of the tales of his divorce. What other coach would do that? Meanwhile, Marcus Freeman's doing it again. He's having like, he's got like eight kids.
I know.
He's, I think he's like Lanning's age and he has six kids.
I find Freeman like, I want to root for Marcus Freeman.
Yeah. Good coach.
And this is cutting, I know it's, I have to root for somebody. And I'm sorry, but at least Notre Dame, there was no Catholic scandal related to their football team.
That's exactly what Deal said on the text line. At least Notre Dame's linked to child rape was not linked to the football program.
Yeah, it's the last thing I can hold on to.
I mean, is it a leap to say that it probably permeated the football program too?
I don't want to hear it. I need someone to root for. Well, I'm
getting in the weeds here a little
rooting for Notre Dame. I got no other choice.
All right. We were supposed to talk about the NFL right there, and we didn't.
No, we didn't.
Well, my.
What the hell's going on with you?
We got derailed.
We can't stop talking about the college football playoffs.
Deals in again. Hold on. Let's rank them. Child rape, free tattoos, and Texas. Damn it. Is Texas the right choice here?
No.
Can't be.
They're obnoxious.
That's the SEC again.
My mom went there, though. Did you know that?
I didn't.
My mom went to UT.
Yeah?
Yeah, I always wanted to go there when I was younger.
Hook 'em Rop?
And she didn't want me to go there.
Yeah. But now you don't, you know.
No. Nah, like,
Rock Chalk.
I don't care.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I might have to, I don't know. I'm just, my rooting interest will be my wallet, okay?
That's really what this boils
That's
down
what
to.
It boils
Text
down
Line
to.
Now pointing out, how could you back Notre Dame with your love for Rudy, Sook?
Bitch.
Gosh, you're
My rooting interest is...
You have no... Your hypocrisy nothing.
You have no compass right now.
Over
Dude,
the
I'm backed into a corner.
You don't even know what you're saying.
Look, the only thing I'm rooting for is Virginia Tech and 9.5 in the Duke Mayo Bowl. That's
what time's
where,
it kick?
That's 4:30.
Hell yeah.
That's where my rooting interest lies.
All right. We'll get to the NFL next with our poll question. Here's Buck.